6:30 on 91.3 WYSO.
I don't wanna fuss, I don't wanna cuss, I don't wanna tussle and fight. I need a woman who's been there and done all that, and just wants to have a good time. High maintenance chicks ain't my pick, I ain't got time for that. These drama queens ain't my scene, sophisticated mama is where it's at. I want Cruella de Vil, dressed to kill, to take me out to dinner and pay the bill. These young girls will drive a man right to the grave. Forget that, Jack, give me a divorcee. I'm sick and I'm tired of these 20 euros. They boss you around and they spend all your gold. They'll run you right into the ground. I need a woman to show me around. Take me to the Pine Club and pay the bill. These young girls will drive a man right to the grave. Forget that, Jack, give me a divorcee. I'm sick and I'm tired of these 20 euros. They boss you around and they spend all your gold. They'll run you right into the ground. I need a woman to show me around. I need a woman to take me to town. I need a show me around.
That's the captured on tape version we have live in studio. Joe Trichler. Crazy Joe, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, good afternoon, Nikki.
I'm holding in my hand your new album that you celebrate the release this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. It's you and friends.
Yes.
On stage. And it's beautiful. I just want to say, first of all, huzzah.
Well, let me give a credit right now to Ms. Barbara Icke, Columbus, Ohio, did the cover from scratch.
Just absolutely beautiful. The artwork is just as retro and just as awesome as can be. The album's called The Doctor Is In, and it's a fold-out. It's beautiful. It's, you know, you could, you know...
You mind if I take my shoes off in the studio?
You did take your shoes off. Get comfortable. Just go ahead and settle in. Just congratulations. It's an absolutely beautiful release in every way.
Thank you.
Not just is it nice to look at, but tell us about the making of this record, because when people say do it yourself, it's pretty much the essence of what you did here.
Well, it's a multi-track recording. I used a 1-inch 8-track analog tape machine and recorded all the instruments myself. So I guess it's kind of like a Les Paul, Mary Ford thing, except I'm Mary Ford, too.
Plus, you built almost every aspect of the circuitry and machinery. It's very old school.
Yeah, I built everything in the studio except the 8-track, actually. I built the console and the mics and the studio and
I had a chance
my limiter.
To go up and see that. It's
yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
When are you going to record there, Nikki?
Yeah. Hey, now that it's just up the road in Enon.
That's right. You know where it is now.
Joe, this is just a delight through and through. And I have to say I'm a big fan of your songwriting. I like a
why, thank you.
Cynical wit.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear...
That's very diplomatic of you.
We're going to hear a couple of tunes here as we sit this afternoon. But I wanted to play this tune called Wasted.
Which I actually...
Absolutely.
Thank you. I actually just played that in Las Vegas at the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekender.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not
goodness.
Sure the Rockabillys actually were ready for, like, a soul funk song. But
you literally just flew in this morning or late last night from Las Vegas.
I got in late last night.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk about that and what a cool sort of subtext that is to your amazing life. The Doctor Is In is the new record. And here's a tune called Wasted. Wasted.
You look so good in that dress, but now you're kind of a mess. 'Cause now you're wasted. I'd take you back to my place, but you just fall on your face. 'Cause girl, you're wasted. You are wasted. You started out all right, but then you took it too far. That's why I'm dropping you off at home. Hoping to God you don't throw up in my car. I hate to leave you all alone, but you're just wasted. You got all dolled up tonight, but now you're quite a fright. 'Cause you got wasted. Now you can't find your shoes, because you drank too much booze. Girl, you're wasted. You're just plain wasted. Baby, I love you, but you are toe up. Girl, you're wasted. You are a jelly bird.
It's from Crazy Joe's The Doctor Is In. There's a diagnosis for you. Here it is. Actually, you're wasted. I love that.
Such a terrible song.
It's so cynical and awesome. And, yeah, you know, you play in a lot of clubs. So you do find yourself in a situation.
Oh,
you know,
oh
like,
yes.
Honey.
First-hand observation.
Honey.
Observations on life, Nikki.
Get your coat. You're taking you home. The Doctor Is In, the new now, you do have some in CD form, but the emphasis on this vinyl.
Yeah.
If someone were to come to the show this Saturday at Canal Street as you celebrate its release, is there a download key for?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, for the kids. When you sell vinyl, it's got to have a download coupon in there. See, it's got to have it.
You can buy the vinyl, which I highly recommend because the artwork is so big and beautiful, and you can see some of the equipment that Crazy Joe himself made. Wired it together, and you can see the amazing gear that produced this fabulous record. So you have now had a long-term sort of relationship with Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
You, you know, the modern sort of champion, purveyor of rockabilly music, and
truly.
You connected with him. Tell us a little bit of how that happened, and how did you end up in Vegas last night?
Well, I met Deke about 11 years ago. I think it was almost exactly 11 years ago. He was playing at Canal Street Tavern, and Mick Montgomery asked Crazy Joe and the Mad River Outlaws, who had only been playing in clubs like 2 months at that time, you know, to open up for him. And that's how I met him. And then we ended up coincidentally playing at the same festival about a year and a half later called the Rock Around, which was they only had two of them in Vegas at the same sort of casino that they have this Rockabilly weekend. But I'm getting ahead of myself. This little festival was like a garage rock festival. They only had two of them. And his old band, pre-Rockabilly, the Untamed Youth, were playing there. And he had some amplifier problems, and I fixed it in his hotel room.
Of course you did.
Propped up his amp on Bibles and fixed a few solder joints. It's true.
Oh, nice.
And so, and then we just, you know, we just kept in contact. And he asked me to tour with him in 2006, and I did that for a couple years.
Well, I think it's just a perfect pairing. And so,
and he's got a new record out, too, that I engineered out in L.A., and his record came out at the same time, at the same festival.
Can you pull some strings and get us a copy here?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I gave away mine, so I need to get a replacement for mine anyway.
So you flew in late last night from Vegas after you played with Deke, but you also played some of your own stuff.
Yeah, I did my set. I was the last act of the festival, so I liked to tell everybody that I was the headliner. And that Little Richard was my opening act. But
hey.
Yeah, I played Sunday night at 1 a.m., which is, of course, 4 a.m. Ohio local time.
Wow.
Technically Monday morning. So, yes, I didn't make it to my Monday 9:05 engineering class. So,
which is, then we can say, we can let the people know that not only are you a brilliant musician and a great lyricist and just a great gear builder, maker of things to make music with and into, but you're kind of a genius.
No,
you teach. Tell us your day job.
Well, I just hit the mic.
You're fine.
So, man, I always abuse these mics. Last time I was here, I stuck my gum on it.
I remember
that.
I'm
chomping gum. I'm going to take my gum out of my mouth and stick it on the mic again.
He did it again. Oh, man, he stuck gum on the mic. It's just always...
Well, I want to have it available later when we're off the air.
I always feel like I have to be on my toes when Crazy Joe's
That's
in
right.
the house.
Don't tell Nina.
Don't tell Nina. That's what you said last time. No, we won't. We won't tell her.
Oh, I'm fired now, by the way. but no, I'm an instructor for the Department of Biomedical, Industrial, and Human Factors Engineering at Wright State in the College of Engineering and Computer Science.
It's a mouthful and a brainful, too, and hence the doctor is in. Is that what it's?
I guess.
Yeah.
Nice, terrible, catchy title.
And the new record just out celebrates its release this Saturday night. The Doctor is in. Crazy Joe's latest. And I'm just going to recommend that you buy the vinyl, and then if you want to carry it around in a digital device, you do the download thing, because it's just beautiful, fabulous artwork, really top flight, extremely well done.
And can I add a nerdy detail about that?
Yes.
I actually cut the master lacquer for the vinyl from the first-generation quarter-inch analog mixtapes, so it is a 100% analog recording. Everything is completely analog, even the reverb, which was my garage echo chamber.
Truly. You used an actual, it's not a reverb unit. It's the way they used to do it. They used to have to pipe it into a room and recapture the sound. And in the process, you'd get that echo, that what means reverb. And you did that.
That's
in
the
your
only
garage.
Reverb on the record, yeah.
And you changed it by pulling your car in and out.
That's right. I put the Taurus in the garage for the up-tempo rockers that needed a shorter reverberation decay time. Thank you for asking.
King of the Nerdabilly. We love.
You just lost 80% of your
Joe.
Listeners.
Well, like most of us are like, yeah, oh, he's right, yeah. It's going to be a great party this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. And I want to play another one. I just love your wit.
Another terrible song.
Another terrible. They're not all terrible. It's just,
they're all
these
terrible.
These are the ones that, and you mean terrible of lyrical content. These are obviously fabulous sounding songs. But you're talking, there's a certain... not bitterness.
I've heard various expressions such as aloof detachment. I've heard cynical. I've heard far worse, too.
I'll go with cynical, but
all
it's
right.
awfully good. This one.
I happen to think I'm hilarious.
This
but
is.
Anyway.
You're very funny. This is. I used to do. There's a couple of tunes like Every Breath You Take and Till You Come Back to Me, Aretha Franklin, that are. At first, they seem kind of sweet, and then you realize these are like stalker songs.
Yeah, they're very creepy.
Totally creepy. This one just doesn't mince words. It's pretty much right there. Please don't call me. It's Crazy Joe from The Doctor is In on an extended Wednesday premieres on YSO.
Please don't call me anymore. Don't come over anymore. Don't write me anymore. 'Cause you frighten me anymore. Anyone can see that you're crazy as can be. So please don't call me ever again. I'll have to change my phone if you don't leave me alone. You're scaring all my friends. That's why this has to end. I don't know what I did to make you flip your lid, but please don't call me. Don't call me. I'm so sorry that a friendship got confused here. And I promise I never meant to lead you on. But instead of being sad, you
'cause you frighten me, that's for sure. Anyone can tell that you're crazy as all hell, so please don't call me ever again.
Honey, when we first met, I thought we could be the best of friends. But now that you've lost your mind, this is where our friendship ends.
This madness has to stop before I call the cops. Now please don't call me ever again.
Please, please don't call him. Crazy Joe from The Doctor is in on 91.3 WYSO in a very cool set. And Excursions first, that we had the artist in studio to help premiere the record. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for having me, Nikki.
Oh, man. I'm just a big fan of yours. I just like everything you do. You got a good touch. Tell, you know, you you invited me up. I got to see the studio firsthand with my own eyes. And you basically, your house is just an extended studio.
It's, yeah. It's one big electronics laboratory, basically.
You have your living room set up so that if you sit in the chair that is in the perfect spot, the way the speakers are set, you've even considered, you took out your ceiling fan and put padding over it.
Sadly,
so that,
yes. The joys of being a bachelor, I can. Yeah.
But please don't call him.
And there's 1,000 LPs in my kitchen, too, by the way.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Most of us would have China there. He's got these spines.
Yes, my house is now officially undomesticated.
Crazy Joe live in the studio today. You, when I was up there, you and your father, he had a penchant for creating tinkering as well. So you came by it probably just from the get-go.
Oh, yes. Virtually everything I know about audio came from him, probably.
And remind us, now, was that his... Was it a hobby for him, or
more of a hobby for him than it is for me?
Yeah.
But he was into audio when he was a teenager.
Isn't that awesome?
You know? And to this day, I still say that he's probably one of the. Well, he's probably listening right now because I told him to tune in.
Oh, hey, Dad! Thanks for an awesome, awesome son.
He taught me how to play guitar too.
Oh.
But to this day, I still consider him like a loudspeaker absolute expert, like a world expert.
Wow.
So truthfully.
So good ears. So. And minds from the Trichler family.
And he just let me tear up his house.
Oh.
Growing up. Both my parents, actually.
Are you an only child?
No.
No.
In fact, I wonder if my sister actually works at Wright State, and
hey,
so does my dad. So hopefully, I hope that's all right.
Everybody's listening in.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad of it. Let's hear a couple more from the new record. Again, the CD release party. This Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern show gets underway at 9:30. You can buy the vinyl. And help Joe, help him out, and then get the download key as well. And it's going to be Joe Trichler and friends. Tell us about what we can expect.
Yeah, there's two shows. The first show has Brian Ayler and Chris Douglas coming up from Cincinnati, which are just world-class jazz hotshots. And we're going to do a lot of songs off the new record and a few other things. And then I'm bringing in not only the Mad River Outlaws, but also the K-Tones and Rob Heiliger and the Mad River 3.
Heavens.
So for a very extended, very special set.
So now if you buy, they're treated as two separate shows, so you got to get two tickets?
No.
But there'll be an intermission, and you'll come back. And there might be too much awesome in that second half. Might actually blow the roof off.
Well, I guess you'll find out,
won't you? I guess I will. Crazy Joe, live in person in the studio as we celebrate the release of just a fabulous, it's so good. This is from right here. You're local. You were born and raised around here. You just live up the road.
Oh, yeah.
You're Dayton bred, Enon.
Well, I was technically born in Columbus.
Okay.
Lived east of there for 10 years. I've been here since 95,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been more than like an hour away from where I was born, which is
totally
right around here.
We claim you as ours. It's on Trichler Precision Engineering, I'll mention, Ultra Fidelity. Here's another one from the record. You're an H-bomb. It's Crazy Joe on Wednesday Premieres.
I saw you dancing on the stage. My heart was pounding like a rage. And then you caught me by surprise with your laser gun. You were about to tear my hide. You're an H-bomb. I heard you calling out my name.
like your target for the night, destroying everything in sight. Now there ain't nowhere to run, 'cause the countdown has begun. You're an H-bomb.
Crazy Joe from The Doctor Is In, You're an H-Bomb, one of the 11 just sparkling tracks on this fabulous release. Such a pleasure to have you in studio live. Now, Joe, let's say that someone couldn't make it to the show on Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern at 9:30. Where is it easy to pick up copies elsewhere?
Yeah, you can go straight to my website, which is crazyjoe.org.
Which is a site to see, by the way. I highly recommend it.
Everyone asks me, why are you a .org? And I say, hey, it's the music business. We're all nonprofit. So if you buy my record off the website, my mom diligently ships all my orders.
And that's for real.
That's true.
She will really box that up and send it
to
your home. Aw. Are you going to have them online at places? I mean, to say you're going to do the whole iTunes CD baby.
As of right now, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I that record, I'm very proud to say, is all Ohio musicians. It was mastered in Cleveland. It was manufactured at a replication plant in Cleveland called Gotta Groove Records. So it's a 100%, you know, made and manufactured in USA record. And I'd like to just, you know,
yeah,
I'd like to just try to keep it as close as possible. Maybe that's stupid, but no, as of right now, I'm not really on the major markets.
Yeah. Well, you're on WISO, and we're so pleased. It was funny because remember when CDs first came on the scene, they used to have on the back like AAD or, you know,
yeah,
AAD, which would, how it was recorded, how it was mixed, and then ultimately what form you're getting in it. So on a CD, the last one would always be D.
Yeah.
But we were all looking for that, you know, the triple D, you know, like,
right,
oh, you want that, that's the highest in quality. And it's so funny how things have really come around, that
yeah,
sort of triple A is almost...
There's a sticker on mine that says triple
Does
A.
Does it?
Yeah. It's on the shrink wrap, so it's already off that
right,
one.
But... Right, right. Well, just a delight. We've really appreciated your music through the years, and this is just a stellar, sterling release here.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Really good. We're going to play one more before we go here called The Last 10 Years with you. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I didn't write it.
I'll just say that Ricky Nye is playing piano on this one. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Peter Hayes, your own Peter Hayes,
what?
Who plays piano and organ on several tracks. And did a freaking amazing job. He can't hear me because of the delay.
Right.
So, Ricky Nye plays piano on this one. And Ricky Nye, if you don't know, is a Cincinnati absolute boogie-woogie piano genius.
Yep.
And also played Hammond organ on a lot of things.
And you and he joined forces for our summer concert.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Many listeners will have a fondness for Ricky. And worth saying that except for the keyboards and piano and organ parts, you played every single instrument.
Yep.
Every single one.
Guitar, bass, drums, all that.
Sang all the harmonies.
Tambourine.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Joe, a one-man slice of awesome and a proud
Or sociopath, depending on your perspective.
Such a fine line. Such a fine line. The new album is available for you and quite an evening of music this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. Show gets underway at 9:30 with two distinct parts. And, wow, richness. Joe, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Nikki.
Here's The Last 10 Years with you, a very, very special and first for Excursions, live in studio guest for Premier Music. The Doctor Is In, the new one from Crazy Joe. It ends like this.
I could have painted my barn, I could have mended my fence, mowed the back 40 like I had no sense. But instead I spent the last 10 years with you. I could have put a transmission in my Cadillac, drove to Hollywood and never once looked back. But I've been stuck here the last 10 years with you. When I think of
loving God so unkind. I couldn't spend my time a thousand other ways. Pounding rocks for the rest of my days, but it'd be better than the last 10 years with you. So unkind, I could have spent my time a thousand other ways. Pounding rocks for the rest of my days, but it'd be better than the last 10 years with you. Kind of gonna spend my time a thousand other ways. Pounding rocks for the rest of my days, but it'd be better than the last 10 years with you. It'd be better than the last 10 years with you. It'd be better than the last 10 years with you.
Crazy Joe from the new one, The Doctor Is In, Crazy Joe live in studio. But you got to run.
Yes.
You're out of here. Where are you going?
I got to go back to school and teach biomechanics two.
Two classes in a row.
We're going to start a lecture on quantitative analysis of workload.
Oh, my goodness. And that's this workload of yours is kind of funny. You should say that. So you flew in last night, taught a class this morning, came here, talked with us. You go teach two more classes.
Yep.
We have some
rough
coffee.
Life.
I'm going to send you out here with
Can't
some
complain.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Congratulations on a fabulous record.
Thank you.
And we will see you Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern.
Make sure you call me so I can put you on the guest list, Nikki.
Would you do that for
me?
Yeah. Joe, thanks. See you there. Here's one from Happy Chichester just over Columbus Way. All kinds of great music in Ohio. Thanks again, Joe.
Thank you, Nikki. And thank you, Don, for being an excellent engineer.
Don Thrasher, engineering today, and he is on it.
And thanks to Nikki's toady for standing by. I took his chair.
We also call him Josh, and he's awesome. It's been a great day. Here's Happy Chichester. Bye, Joe.
Peter Hayes.
Peter Hayes.